Well, it's another one of those weeks where the world of business and finance is colliding with politics. There's quite a few of those. We thought we'd better cross to Federal Parliament and speak to Shane Wright for a second week in a row. He's a senior economics correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Welcome back, Shane.
Good morning. Good evening, Marvellous Cavallos.
Good
time. Hope the puppy is well.
Well, someone's just texted in a designer dog. Why am I not surprised? Why don't you get a real dog?
Oh, that's harsh.
My dog's real. That's all right. Harsh. I can't even take that. My dog is adorable and it's the dog I need. Okay, a bit of the Banking Royal Commission theme to your stories tonight, Shane. What has the corporate watchdog ASIC said today?
Well, ASIC has released effectively an update of where it is in relation to the recommendations out of Kenneth Hayne's inquiry. And remember, ASIC and APRA both came in for a fair whack from Kenneth Hayne. But in the end, he has effectively said, give ASIC more power and use those powers to go hard, go often against corporate crims. And that's what they've revealed, that they're undertaking about, looks like 41 separate cases that have come out of the evidence that was presented in the Royal Commission. Now, if you remember, we had a lot of case studies, and this is how Hayne handled the Royal Commission. He had case studies illustrating certain problems, certain cases of criminality, if you believe ASIC, and effectively that's what Hayne found in his final report. So some of them were referred at the time and some right at the end, but now ASIC has revealed, no, they're going much broader, and that includes it's assessing 16 cases right now to determine whether they should start investigations. And the key point from ASIC is that we expect the investigations to result in referrals to the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions for assessment for criminal prosecution, not civil, but criminal. So we're getting into some substantial penalties that may be applicable in this case.
And how much of this is a face-saving exercise for ASIC after the Royal Commission? I mean, they were really exposed, as you say, for not doing very much.
When did you get so cynical, Patricia? But look, ASIC has made the case that it learnt very quickly that it hadn't gone hard enough in the preceding 4, 5, 6 years. And so it was taking action in the second half of last year, and it was this undertaking that it had presented to Kenneth Hayne right at the end of the inquiry that gave him the confidence to believe, right, ASIC is the one to go and go hard. It has set up its own office of enforcement, which is going effectively a substantial Chinese wall between it and everyone else within ASIC who has to deal with the regulated companies. So this was one of the complaints, that ASIC was too close to the regulated entities it was dealing with. Now it says, no, we're going to go hard by separating the corporate cops to go hard.
And when's ASIC due to face Senate estimates?
Now, tomorrow. I'm trying to work out, because I've got ASIC and APRA. There are two, the two regulators are due to face the Senate estimates this week. And now, don't hold me to this, but I believe it's tomorrow and APRA is Thursday. And I'm sure we will get plenty of questions from all sides of politics about where ASIC is headed in these spaces.
All right. Now, continuing on the Banking Royal Commission theme, here's opposition leader Bill Shorten today on Labor's three private members' bill enacting recommendations from the Commission.
These new laws go towards protecting people against dodgy car loans. They go to protect people against funeral insurance rip-offs. They go to protecting people against poor insurance claims handling.
Okay, so what are these bills about, and do they have bipartisan support? What are bills all about?
Right, so if you remember, there are 76 recommendations out of the Banking Royal Commission. Some of them went to, well, the five cases that Bill Shorten and Chris Bowen and Claire O'Neill are going to with their legislation. One is relating to giving ASIC responsibility for overseeing insurance claims. Another is around whereby if Patricia Carvelis turned up at a car yard to buy a dog-friendly car and she was offered a loan by somebody there on the lot, that person would actually have to be a qualified, be financially licensed. Mm-hmm. At the moment, that doesn't apply, and that was one of the cases that came out of the Banking Royal Commission about the problems that you have in that space. Now, the government is arguing, look, there is general agreement in the five spaces that Labor has pinpointed. The government is arguing, look, you're going too fast. There will be unintended consequences. You might actually say there's one around funeral insurance, which could leave some people, companies unable to pay out funeral insurance. Mm. But you can see that they're very close, the two opposing sides, and you could see legislation pass. But given that this parliament, we are in its death throes. There's only a few days left of the House. The Senate has stopped sitting until budget week, and then it's only going to have time for a couple of days before it goes into estimates again. The chances of these pieces of legislation even getting out of the House are longer than you buying a Great Dane.
All right, this is a designer conversation. And one more music reference for you, Shane. Now, bear with me. From Little Things, Big Supermarkets, Slow. Did you get the reference? The Coles Little Shop
Paul Kelly
range.
Will be turning.
I know, I've completely monstered that.
What's happened?
Those tiny plastic groceries for kids that do my head in, and I...
Yes. Yes. You and every parent in this country, yes.
So it's not working so well anymore.
Well, because Coles, which has been spun off from Wesfarmers, it said, look, sales started to slow. The growth in sales started to slow the second half of last year. There was that huge influx of excitement around those little plastic things and the amount of people parents were spending on eBay to buy them for their angry, upset kids. It seems to have fallen a little bit. If you remember, the main competitor, Woolworths, introduced something similar, not quite the same, but they were trying to come into that same sort of market. So maybe there's a bit of competition, or maybe we just got fed up with walking on these pieces of plastic in our bare feet and said, no more, just let me buy some milk and some bread and I'll be happy.
People vote with their feet, don't they? Say no
they
to
do.
Little plastic things that stab you at night as you walk to the loo. Hey, Shane, thanks for coming on.
Not a trouble, Patricia.
Shane Wright is a senior economics correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald and has been lobbying for me to buy a puppy for some time. And look, he's been successful too.